Thank you for downloading this podcast or streaming it or whatever you're doing, whatever way you listen to it, doesn't really matter. Just a quick thing before you listen to the whole thing. We are called Oddcast Podcast now, as you can tell by the title. But during this, we didn't know that. So this episode, if you're going to listen to, we keep calling it What's Billy Not. We changed our minds at the end of, after we've done it, but shouldn't make much difference. So Oddcast Podcast, not What's Billy Not. Oddcast Podcast. Going to say it. Enjoy.
Okay, welcome to the rebooted edition of What Does Billy Know? Gone is the fuck.
It's gone. Fuck, it's gone.
Fuck, it has gone. Gone!
Has the fuck. Well, but we've already said it about four times.
Yeah, it's gone, so yeah.
But no, it's gone out the title.
It's gone out the title. This is a new podcast, new series of podcasts. You can say that was series one. This is series two.
Yeah. Not a year later, but...
No, it's like 3 weeks later.
Yep.
Not even that long.
No, it's been a lot longer than that.
When was the last time you... Oh, no.
Wait, about 7 weeks ago, I think.
Hmm?
When did Tottenham last play... When did Tottenham play West Ham? About 6 weeks ago.
So, a while ago. But I don't think you really care about that, but anyway.
No.
So, here we go. New podcast, Bill. Are you excited?
Yeah, mate. Rebooted. Got rebooted. A Dr. Martins on. Ready to go.
Dr. Martins. Why Dr. Martins? What's special about Dr. Martins?
Well, they're the boots, man.
They're the boots.
They're the boots, so you can get whatever boots you want.
Why you got Dr. Martin boots? These boots are made for walking.
Not going to sing it.
Because that's just what he'd do. So there you go, right. We're going to just jump straight in, Bill.
Right, okay.
You know, we're going to be talking about, you know, current events. This is brand new news to us. As we're talking about it, or as I'm talking about it and talking to you.
Yep.
It's just happened. Or it's happening. Or it's going to happen. Maybe we do a future one. I'll predict the future.
What could happen?
Yeah.
What should happen? What would happen if Billy and Adam wrote the future?
What would happen if Billy and Adam wrote the future?
Don't know. Let's think about it.
Tell us. You tell us. Right. I'm going to start off with a bit of movie news.
Movie news.
Movie news.
Movie news.
Moon news.
Moon news.
It's the movie news. Movie news.
That's actually Adam saying it. He hasn't got some little...
No, it's bad.
Making random noises at you.
Hey, Nigel, what's the movie news today?
It's the movie news. Movie news.
Movie news. That's it.
The movie news.
Movie news. So, we're going to be talking about movies. Right, this is really important. This is like really current event stuff, right?
Yep.
This will, I had to put this in there.
Shock me to my core.
The Hurt Locker. You know the film The Hurt Locker?
Yep.
Yeah?
Film about heard of it.
The Iraqi War.
Mm-hmm.
They made one Oscar. Catherine Bigelow.
Yep.
First woman to win an
Juice
Oscar.
Juice Bigelow.
Juice Bigelow, Catherine Bigelow.
Juice Bigelow, Iraqi Gigolo.
Exactly. So, Catherine Juice Bigelow, Iraqi Gigolo.
Yeah.
Right. She is making, she's directing, right, an Osama Bin Laden movie.
Bit controversial, isn't it?
Controversial. Ooh.
He's only been dead 5 minutes, already making a movie about him.
But they had this in production, pre-production, before he got killed.
Who's going to play? Who would want to play Osama Bin Laden? Who's going to put themselves
any
forward?
Any tramp could play Osama Bin Laden, couldn't they? Anyone.
You can pick any beard, you're done.
Anyone with a hole in their head can play Osama Bin Laden.
Anyone standing behind their wife?
Aquaman could play Osama Bin Laden at the moment.
Aquaman could play Osama Bin Laden.
He's in the sea.
He's in the sea.
He's swimming with the fish. My name is Aquaman. I swim with the fish. In my
Aquaman.
I speak to dolphins, and the dolphins speak to me back. And I have no villains because all villains breathe air. I breathe water. I don't know why I've gone to the farm.
Was he off the Mexican quite close?
The
close.
Eggman was not from Mexico, he's from the sea. The sea is not a country, man. The sea is my sea, is my home. I live with dolphins. I fucked the mermaid once, I got crabs. Actual crabs. Not fake crabs, crabs.
Not the intense lobster
crabs.
Lobster crabs.
Crayfish.
Got crayfish, watch out for that shit.
But yeah, I'd love to see that movie.
Yeah.
Aquaman.
Get his crabs. And he's not crabbing people. He's not crabbing.
But the Osama Bin Laden movie.
Yeah.
It's not with Aquaman, don't worry about Aquaman.
Some
immigrant in the sea.
Yeah, that's just Osama's new best pal.
That's it. Now, they were going to make this film, right, and it was made before he died. Well,
it's been made?
No, it's not been made. It's like been written. They were going to make it like a load of Navy SEALs. This actually sounds exactly how it happened. Go to find Bin Laden and capture him. That was the idea of the film.
Oh, so they're just going to show Americans as being war heroes.
Well, they kind of thought he did.
But they, you know, Americans...
You want proof, do you?
Yeah, but
you want proof.
Americans win all the wars, don't they? I'm pretty sure they still believe they won the fucking Vietnam War.
No, they lost that.
Yeah, well, they...
Pretty damn bad.
But yeah, we're English. We can say you lost that shit.
England never lost a war.
No.
Ever.
No.
Never, ever, ever.
Well, you could probably go back before books were even written.
We might have lost but one. Then, if it ain't in a book, it ain't worth reading. That didn't make any sense.
But the Bible is.
Bible? Have you noticed how thin the pages are in the Bible?
Mm.
Greasy paper.
Make good toilet paper.
It does.
It does.
Should you wipe you off the Bible?
Shit read.
Let's burn a Quran. Come on, Bill. Let's do it. Let's get controversial. Come on, we're a religion. Let's do it. We'll burn a Quran. We'll wipe our ass with a Bible.
I think I'd rather
and then
read
what
the
you
Quran.
Would do, you'd, if you burn one, wipe your ass the other, no one can ever go at you.
No, that's it.
Because then they say, you better say, I don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit. I shit on this one.
I want to go and piss on the Torah. The LaToya Jackson. That's a Jewish one, the Torah. I think it's a Torah. Any Jewish listeners out there? Probably turned off right now.
As soon as we said fuck in the beginning.
No, I think it was the Aquaman. Yeah. But no, this film has been made by... And what are they doing? It's still going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They've cast a character. They've cast a main guy called Joe Edgerton. I don't know who he's from.
He sounds a bit posh to be.
He does. He's going to be in a new Thing movie.
Thing?
The Thing.
Oh, they're bringing out another one then? Will they run out of ideas to make new movies? They've got so many...
It's bad when you've got to remake a film where the title is very... there.
Yeah, The Thing.
The Thing.
Oh, yeah, explains a lot.
What's that? That's The Thing.
Yeah,
thing. What are you going to take away? Ah, this is The Thing.
I meet your dad. Oh, what did the Wodgman call it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Shaun of the Dead. It's not called Shaun of the Dead anymore. It's called the Dead.
Yeah. I know. What you mean.
What's his face of the Dead?
Prawn of the Dead.
Prawn
Aquaman's two.
Baby, you gonna talk about Aquaman, man? I live in the sea with the fishes. The fishes love me. I married a mermaid.
You just shagged the mermaid.
Me now married. It's now, once you shag a mermaid, you have to marry them. Otherwise, you get shot.
But yeah, so they're going to make an Osama Bin Laden film. What do you think of that, Bill? An Osama Bin Laden movie.
It's a bit too soon.
What do you reckon this title would be?
Caveman? I don't know.
Did you know if you took Osama bin Laden, made an anagram of it, his name would, you could make the words, lob the man in the sea.
That's why they done it.
They
gotta be.
They looked his name and they went, no, can't chuck him in the pit, no, can't chop his head off. Lob the man, put him in the fucking sea. Put him in the sea. Let Aquaman fucking.
Hey man, look at this bearded man. I got the fuck this bearded man. It's what the people want. Look at the hole in his head.
Osama bin Laden movie.
Shark food.
Fucking hope he is. We're trying not to swear. Fish food would be with a pH. We're trying not to be sweary anymore, we go.
Well, fuck that shit.
Billy. apologise.
No, look, we ain't going to beat around the bush. People will listen to us. This is us chatting shit.
It's true. It literally chatting shit.
Yeah.
I have a schedule.
Ain't going to make no difference what we make.
Yeah. Exactly.
There you go.
Right, so Osama Bin Laden movie's going to come out soon. You're going to watch it? Would you go to the cinema? If someone said, Bill, let's go and watch the Osama Bin Laden movie.
I'd really go to the cinema. I'll probably wait till it comes out and pirate.
Yeah, no, that's bad. Because then you comes out and pirate, you buy it and pirate, you're funding terrorism, money's going back in Osama Bin Laden's pocket.
Well, no, because he's dead. They're just chucking coins in the water. It's like the ocean's a big wishing well.
Have you seen?
Everyone just goes out there and they're like, right, okay, so many illegal downloads now. Right, okay, we took 1 million in illegal downloads last year. We've got that in pennies.
Pennies.
So we're going to chuck a shitload of pennies into the sea and everyone's going to make a wish.
Man.
All because of Osama Bin Laden. It'll be a shrine.
Do you know?
It'll be an illegal download
the
shrine.
The only person who's going to win out of that scenario is Aquaman.
Yeah.
He'll be like,
it's the most in my piggy bank, man.
He's got a piggy bank.
He's got a crabby
bank.
This is my crabby bank, man. My jellyfish bank, man.
Since when has Aquaman become a Mexican?
Yeah, he's a Mexican.
He's not.
He's like,
he is now.
That's
since
it.
How the fuck are we talking about Aquaman again when we're talking about Bin Laden?
We love the
movie.
Aquaman.
He's the unsung hero.
He is. He's not going to get enough, is he? I've never read the comics. I don't know much about him. He just sounds a bit shit.
I thought we'd actually just made him up, to be honest. I didn't know.
No, he's actually real.
I've seen him on Family Guy. That's the only time I've ever seen Aquaman. And you know something's shit, yeah. When
the only thing about the Osama Bin Laden thing, before we move on, is that it's ridiculous. Because you don't bury a villain in the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Have they not seen the end of Transformers? When they bury Megatron, they put him in the sea. And then suddenly he comes back.
What did he come back as?
Megatron.
Oh. Did he come back as a dolphin, a land walking dolphin? Not a dolphin's walk.
I'd love to see a dolphin walk.
Just be like tiny little. They walk like penguins, just a little bit more of a shuffle.
Shuffling.
Yeah.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Yeah, we can't cut it with the kids now, man. Their song's way before our generation.
We fucked.
Way after our generation. We are fucked. We are close to 30, man. You're going to hit 26 this year, Ed.
Alright, I tell people.
Yeah.
Grooming a young kid. I'm trying to keep my young
kid. You're coming into my region
down.
Now. You enjoy these last 3 months.
Alright, mate.
Well, get dark here.
He's still older than me, though. He still has to buy my beer for me.
Fuck off, you had to buy your beer for me. For your beard.
Another movie news. Movie news, movie news, movie news. Movie news, movie news, movie news. Movie news, movie news, movie news. Movie news, movie
news.
Right, Bill, you know the film Catfish? I told you about it. Have you ever seen it? Did you watch it?
I haven't watched it.
The documentary about Facebook? About the guys that she met, the geezer met the bird on Facebook. It's like a little relationship with her and her family and her friends.
Yeah, I did watch it.
I think you watched it with me. You heard about it. It's a big thing. It was a big documentary like this year.
And this,
it was like, you know, you don't tell people the ending
about
or
the
what
art
happened
and stuff like that.
Yeah,
yeah,
you don't,
daughters
it's
and
it's, the less you know about it, the more interesting it gets.
Yep.
But yeah, well, that's a documentary, right?
Yep.
News on news. No news on movie news. Movie news news.
On the news.
Is that there's a Paranormal Activity 3 coming out.
Well, I haven't seen any of the 2 or 1.
Well, you're not missing much from 2. 1's good.
Mm-hmm.
2's a bit tense.
Yeah.
A little bit tense, yeah.
I would like to say I don't believe in paranormal activity, but I don't know who's listening.
What, the ghosts?
Yes.
We have ghost listeners. We probably do. We have no listeners. It's just like the spirits listening.
They are, yes. They're all in the room with us now.
who touched me?
That was me.
But no, the directors, the co-directors of Catfish have been signed up to make Paranormal Activity 3. They're not writing it, which kind of takes away most. I'm a big fan of, if you're going to direct a film, write the fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So, but anyway, they're not going to write it, they're just going to direct it. So someone else is going to write it, and they're going to direct it. Now, I don't understand how a documentary filmmaker can go from documentary to feature film like that. Mm-hmm. That's a quick transition.
Is that all they've done before?
Well, yeah. I don't think it's been seen, a documentary. But then it makes you wonder, well, how real was that documentary that they made?
I haven't actually seen this film, Catfish.
I think I mentioned it.
No, me and you spoke about it. It does ring a bell. I haven't actually watched it, though. It was an actual... the whole thing was a very real documentary, yeah?
Yeah, it's a real documentary.
It wasn't set up at all.
Well, now you start thinking, how set up was it? Maybe it was set up.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows. It's never been confirmed or denied whether it's been set up or not.
Yeah.
But it's one of the things you're never really going to know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's just a bit random that they're going to suddenly go and make Paranormal 2 with 3, which is one of the biggest... independent horror films made. Paranormal Activity outdid Blair Witch.
Yeah?
Yeah. As a cheap film made by a guy on a cam with his camera in his house.
It did do it for like $12,000 or something like that.
More than that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it wasn't much. $12,000 in America. That's what noise is. I say independent films are made for like no money and they say how much? They go $300,000. You're like, fuck off, I got my house for that.
Yeah.
Then I'll make a film with £20 in my house.
$20,000
Yeah, I'm gonna fucking wreck the fucker.
You're gonna fucking wreck the fucker.
Fucking wreck the fucker.
That's how Adam does
I'll
it.
I fucking wreck the fucker. Wreck the fucker. I wreck the fucker. Fucking wreck the fucker. Get the fuck out of my house. I wreck this fucking house.
That's what he does.
So I made a film, a 10-minute movie,
mm-hmm.
on nothing.
What was this movie called?
Love Recycle.
Plug.
Plug. Check it out. I've got about 230 views so yep. far on YouTube.
Mate, how many times you watched it?
159. But no, it's good though. I would impress. I could do a 10-minute movie on nothing. You can make a movie on nothing. If you've got friends and a camera and a bit of editing equipment, you can make a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean it's going to be shown at the cinema.
Yep.
It's still a movie. That's my thesis. That's my look at things.
Yep.
Anybody can make a movie. You pick up your camera phone. Film your fucking dogs chasing its tail for free.
Yeah,
minutes.
But that's the thing, too many kids do it happy slapping these days. That ain't a fucking movie. That's just cruel.
That's cruel. Unless you put titles and music over it, and then it's a movie. We're not condoning happy slapping.
No. No, not at all. I think you could probably do it to your friends if it wasn't, you know, too malicious, but. Yeah, go and do it in public. It's pretty harsh.
Don't do it, kids.
Don't do it, kids.
Stay on the street now, kids.
Happy slapping's bad, okay?
Don't happy slap, okay? But no, so documentary, horror film. What you gonna do? Horror film, documentary, what you gonna do? Horror film, documentary, what you gonna do?
You have to film it as a documentary, I think. Especially like a horror film.
Are they gonna mix it up? Or they literally just gonna go in there as. Directors for hire.
Make it
someone's producers like got to write this script. This is what we do, and the director's going, right, come on, let's make this really interesting. We're going to make it really documentary, man. Yeah, it's going to get really crazy. Producer's going, no, just point the camera and fucking shoot the script.
Yep.
You're getting paid the big bucks, man. Point the camera, shoot the script. Don't want this fucking nonsense shit.
You're coming out of all these impressions tonight, mate.
Fucking no.
Taking over the happy little Irish, happy-go-lucky Irish.
Happy-go-lucky. Lucky Charles.
They're not all leprechauns.
Wonder I've seen that. But no, so, you know,
mm-hmm.
What were we talking about? We were talking about documentary and horror.
Yeah. I've never seen the Blair Witch.
Blair Witch is really good.
What other films have been, like horror films, have been filmed as a documentary style then?
Oh, loads.
Yeah.
You'll get a load of directs. You'll get loads since Blair Witch. Since when Blair Witch come out, they're bang.
Then it went mad.
That's it. People were like, oh, it's cheap.
It is.
We can do it.
Is it scary? What was Blair Witch like?
Was it freaky.
Yeah.
Because it was cheap. That's the main joke. I made a second film with money. It wasn't a documentary, granted. Or a mockumentary, as they call it. A mockumentary.
weren't made in a warehouse, was it?
No, bits of it was shot in warehouses. It was filmed like a film. Mm. It was a film about the documentary of the Blair Witch. It was pretty piss poor.
Yeah.
But I always think the more money put, it's like, is it more scary not to see the monster or to see the monster?
Depends on what the monster looks like.
No, but surely then
I'd rather not see it.
It's more scary.
Because when you do, a lot of the time, because a lot of horror films, they start off and you don't see it. All you hear is noises, yeah, and someone screaming, and you see something in the background moving, and it'll shift from shadow to shadow.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's scary. But then when you actually see it, like Jeepers Creepers, yeah? Right? All you see at the beginning, you see the character from a distance, yeah? And you see him chuck the body down the little chute. Outside the church. And I was like, that's fucking, that looks
really shit.
Because then it just stands there and stares at him. But then, right, you see it, it gets his foot run over, it pops out some wings,
yep,
and then it's hobbling along, and you're like, that's actually quite funny. And it weren't scary at all. Totally ruined it.
So it's like two different films.
No, I watched Jeepers Creepers 2, and you're just like, nah, maybe think shit.
You just said it then.
Yep.
Maybe it's scarier not to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Hence why, if you haven't got the money, a lot of directors that want to make,
you
like
do
that,
well,
don't
you?
They think, we ain't got money to make a monster.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just not show it.
Yeah.
It scares people more.
Yep.
Camera techniques.
You don't know what it is.
Exactly.
It could be anything, you make a mini image in your mind.
Yeah. Yep. The image I'm seeing is different to your image.
It is.
You're seeing a giant cock
being ridden by Aquaman.
Hey man, what are you talking about, Aquaman, man? I don't do a giant cock, I do a dolphin. Me dolphin is Echo Dolphin.
That was a mouse. That was a Mexican mouse.
No, it's a Mexican dolphin.
I just picture a fucking dolphin with sombrero hat on. That's Spanish.
We should get the geezer who done the our picture for our podcast,
mm-hmm,
to make a Mexican dolphin from the
Mexican
sombrero.
Dolphin. Yeah.
An Aquaman. I'm gonna message him. Daz Gerlin, his name is.
Daz Gerlin.
I'm gonna message
him. Check out the artist.
I'm gonna get him to do a picture of Mexican Aquaman and a Mexican dolphin.
Yep.
Put a sombrero. Is this something you'd like to see? Something I'd like to see.
I'd like to see it, Daz.
I'd like to see it.
Does Daz listen?
Probably not.
Daz is deaf.
he's a retard.
He's a deaf artist.
He's a mute. He draws with his eyes.
He's the new age Van Gogh.
Right, okay. So that's movie news on.
Done.
We've done movie news. That's
movie news.
We're going on to a bit of TV news now, Bill.
TV? I don't watch TV.
There's something you do watch.
There is a TV right next to me now that's on. I'm watching it, but.
You know what we're going to talk about next? Here's a little hint.
He's actually jigging. There's some funky jig you got going on there, mate.
What's that, Bill? What's that music for?
It's
just look at my screen.
It's one of the singing programs.
Look at the screen.
X Factor.
It's the X Factor, Billy. Not the UK X Factor. I'm not going to talk about that. X Factor USA has started filming yesterday.
Are we really going to talk
about it? We're going to talk about it. Only quickly, because I want to see what you've got to say about it. Oh, I calm down.
That's all I got.
We're just going to get angry.
Crazy shit.
Yeah. Starting USA, Cheryl Cole, she's a judge. Simon Cowell. Some bloke called L.A. Reid. Man, he's cool.
He's a big black dude with his specs.
Yeah, but it's not Randy Jackson from...
Oh, that's who I'm thinking of.
Yeah, exactly. But he's a black dude with specs.
Oh.
that's it. If you're a black dude with specs in America, you must be in the music business, because that's all that they seem to be doing.
Yep. So if you see a black man with specs on walking down Molsham Street,
they will give you a record deal.
Yeah.
They're just going to bust
that's
out.
That's just the way they're doing it. Just go and sing in front of them. You'll probably get a funny look and a punch in the nose, but it could be worth a try. That's
worth
the difference between
dollars.
Being a bum
be
and a millionaire.
Do it, man. Go for that dream. Go for that dream.
Chase that dream.
And Paula Abdul.
Who's she?
Oh, some fucking old 80s star.
Mm-hmm.
She used to be in America, but yeah, we're not going to talk about it. I'm just talking about in the USA, mm-hmm. X Factor's gone there, mm-hmm. So now I'm like, bang, it's going to be massive X Factor now here. We are no longer going to have Simon Cowell, or Cheryl Cole. All we've got is Louis Walsh and Danny Minogue. It's enough for me. But for you,
Louis Walsh.
Danny Minogue.
What does fuck does she know about singing?
Oi. Leave her alone.
You didn't even respond to what I said.
Just leave her alone. That's an answer in itself.
She's been through enough.
Nah, man. That's poor.
Mm-hmm. She's been through enough. You leave her alone.
No, man.
Leave her alone.
She's
a nice lady.
She's a shit artist, but she's a nice lady.
Why is she not a shit artist?
That's like saying, you know, right, Jordan, okay, Katie Price, can't sing for shit. She's got nice boobs. Yeah, whatever.
Not really.
Well, no, but...
Yeah, so X Factor USA, right? The presenters are...
Mm-hmm.
Steve Jones from T4.
Who's he?
Yep. From T4. Welsh fella. The Welsh guy who just shagged everyone.
Does well, man.
He took...
Ex Armani model, wouldn't he?
Billy would know.
Billy
was his double.
You get like the people that tweak birds' nipples.
You were tweaking his balls.
Yeah, I had to tickle his balls.
Make sure these balls stay.
He didn't.
But he seems to shag everyone though. Like there's a list. Like earlier, I read he shagged Pamela Anderson, Hayden Panettiere.
Is that true? He shagged Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, he said it.
Oh, did he?
Go ahead.
Hang on a second.
Oh, come on. No, all right. There's a difference between blokes at the pub saying,
I shake,
blah, 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 blah. Yeah, but he says it on telly. You can't take that back.
No.
Exactly. He's got hepatitis B now.
Yeah, you can't take that back, man. That's for life.
Well, maybe he didn't shag her, actually, because she's got a disease and you're going near her.
She had hepatitis, didn't she?
She got hepatitis C.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right, so she was up there with the A and the Bs, but she was down there with the Cs. She's dying.
She's dying, man.
She's a dead lady walking.
I hope she don't die before this podcast comes out. Really bad.
As far as news.
He also apparently dated Halle Berry.
Yeah, get in.
What a dick.
Why, shut up.
Halle Berry.
Don't hold a grudge because she runs people over and drives away.
Hey, man, my name's Halle Berry. I'm going to run you over and I'm going to get an Oscar for you.
Yeah. Apparently, Halle Berry's related to Aquaman.
Hey, man. She never killed my phone calls.
Halle Berry's a cunt. Simple as that. Steve Jones is going to be presenting a new X Factor USA with
Halle Berry.
I hope she fucking shakes.
With Halle Berry.
Do you know what? I hope she shakes Pam Anderson and gets hepatitis C.
Yeah.
Fucking A and B.
That'd be a video.
No, it wouldn't.
No, it would. That'd be a YouTube video.
I'll fucking film a funeral.
Watch Pam Anderson give Halle Berry hepatitis C.
Oh, let's watch that.
Yeah, you should watch
that. And then I'll keep filming and watch her die. Dirty old skank. Anyway, the other presenter is...
I'm going to find you a t-shirt. This is our Halle Berry. A picture of her.
Nicole Scherzinger from the Pussycat Dolls is the other presenter.
Who's she?
The Blackbird from the Pussycat Dolls. Won't get that Lewis Hammond.
Oh, right.
How bad is that? She's supposed to be an equally independent woman in her own right.
Yeah, she's not.
And she's known as Lewis Hamilton.
She's Lewis Hamilton's bit of pom pom.
Bit of pom pom.
The pom 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 pom. Yeah. Let me hear you say pom pom.
Pom pom.
Yeah. Which wrote a song like that?
Which is dear. Yeah, so that's a bit of TV news for you.
Come on, everyone's excited about X Factor. No.
Why not?
Come on, I'm about as excited as X Factor as I was when you dragged me to watch Peter Andre at V Festival last year.
Billy crimped his pants when he comes on stage. Peter Andre at V Festival was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
I'm sort of glad that I watched it.
Because it was so bad.
Yeah. It was. Because he just came out and sung Michael Jackson.
We only wanted him to sing Mysterious Girl.
No, we didn't even want him to sing that.
Yeah. And fuck off. And we sing it. You don't need to sing it. You could have just come on and said, he didn't put a CD on and walked off the stage, and we would have been happy. We would have sung along.
It was his Robbie Williams impression. He just stood there, the mic to the crowd, you sing it, because you know I can't sing because I'm a cunt.
Yeah, we sang it better than he did.
He's a cunt.
I miss Bubba Shanks, or Bubba Ranks. Bubba Ranks, is it? Bubba Ranks.
Bubba Ranks.
There we go!
Look at looking glass!
But Peter Andre, Halle Berry, cunt.
Yeah, let's put him in a little bowl.
Cunt bubble.
In a cunt bubble.
In a cunt can? The cunt can.
In the cunt can. That's an image.
The vault. The cunt vault.
The cunt vault. Is it all around the cunt?
Around what?
In and around the cunt, everything is, you know, it's going to be a cunt box.
The cunt box.
Mm-hmm.
The cunt vault. The cunt. Can. Cunt chew. Cunt chew. Cunt cupboard.
Cunt cupboard.
We put them in the cunt cupboard.
In the cunt cupboard.
And Halle Berry's going on top shelf.
No, hang on.
What?
Peter Andre goes up there.
Well, they can go hand in hand together. Rimini, they can run whoever they want over up there. I don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit.
Halle Berry can run over Peter Andre from like that.
No, man. Halle Berry don't come.
It's going to be dark then. A little bit dark.
Yeah, we don't need to put Halle Berry in there.
Oh, you and your fucking Halle Berry. Fuck Halle Berry.
Podcast.
Hey. Bit of celebrity news now, Bill.
Celebrity news.
Okay, it's a bit of celebrity news here, Bill.
Oh, I've still got a bit.
You tell me. two beers?
Yeah, man. That's what they call me. Billy Two Beers.
Billy, yeah. Two Beers.
Because Billy Two Beers. That's
Billy,
what he takes.
Billy Two Beers. Two beers and he's fucked. Right, a little bit of celebrity news here, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that Madonna has actually got rid of her toy boy?
What, a little kid she auctioned?
Auctioned her kid.
Did she auction her kid off?
She got her kid, she did. She auctioned it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she stood there at the front.
She went,
so, okay, we got £2 in front, £2. You're going to give me £2.50. You're going to give me £2.50. You're going to give me £2.50. You're going to give me £3. £3. You're going to give me £3. You're going to give me £4. You got £4. We got £10. £10.
Fucking take it.
£10 in the bank.
Little shit, stone, some shit.
Okay, sorry. Go back. £4. £4. Back to £4.
Chicken nuggets. Let's take it.
Because you know Madonna loves her chicken nuggets.
Well, apparently she's got rid of her toy boy boyfriend whose name was Jesus. Jesus Luis.
What was his name?
Jesus Luis.
That's just Luis.
Yeah, it's Aquaman's brother.
Hey, Jesus, man. You going out with the Madonna, man? We love the Madonna down here in the ocean. Like a virgin. Touch a dolphin.
Now, look. Madonna's only gone out of him because his first name is fucking Jesus. There's too many women out there that go for a particular man just for this little label that they can have. Oh, this is my boyfriend. Who's
I'm going to have Jesus.
Yes, this is my new man.
I'm his fucking
name,
Jesus.
His name is Jesus.
I'm fucking Jesus in the
this
face.
This is my new man. He's Ginger. just for something different.
Just so she looks cool.
Yes.
She's going out.
Exactly.
You'll never catch her with a Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Or Nigel.
No.
Or just Clive.
Just a regular
Madonna and
genuine bloke. They need someone. That's Jesus then.
Yeah. She's got a new boyfriend apparently, and
what's his name?
They're making
Mohammed.
His new name is fucking hell. You weren't half wrong. It was a 24-year-old singer. His name's Brahim Nabit.
There you go.
There you go. What a dickhead. But they say, oh, it's a toy boy. Not surprised. Madonna's about 100.
So she's
anyone's a fucking toy boy to her.
People are just dating a skeleton. So she's gone from Guy Ritchie
to
Jesus. She probably
to
bumped
Osama bin Laden.
Yep, she bumped uglies with Osama bin Laden. Had a little of Barack Obama. She had a twos up. She had threes up with Barack Obama and Osama.
Ooh, controversial.
That's a YouTube video.
We all want to see that.
Don't you see two fucking world leaders bum in a fucking skeleton.
You won't even know which one, his pubes or his beard.
Yeah. You don't know where the pubes start and the beard ends.
It's just one big pube beard. You got a beard of pubes. Your beard looks like my penis covered in pubes. Pube beard. Another celebrity,
mm-hmm.
which is like the best celebrity in the world. It's like number one celeb.
Mm-hmm.
Celeb uno one.
Mm-hmm.
The one celeb that everybody wants to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Has actually, he's, well, dating, because it's not a very good source that says this.
Yep.
Alex Reid. This girl.
Well, they already separated then.
Alex Reid and Jordan separated about 3 months ago. Right. So Alex Reid's now dating this new celeb.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you know who celeb is?
I know who celeb is. I've got it written down.
Karen, yeah, okay. You ain't got it written down. You got it on your computer.
Oh, I've got it on my computer. It's written down.
It's written down on my computer. Adam has even got the computer turned on. He's just written with
Tippex.
A white pen, yeah.
Crayon on my screen.
Yeah.
It's a chalkboard.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I'm going to give you a clue on this celeb. Right?
Yeah, give me a little, yeah, clues. What, do you reckon I'd know this celebrity?
Yeah, yeah, if I give you two clips, you'll go,
Kerry Katona.
No. She's got a pointy chin and a little penis. And she likes little umbrellas.
Katie fucking Weasel.
Katie Weasel.
How the fuck do I know that name?
Katie Weasel.
You fucking motherfucker.
It's Katie Weasel. Oi, Katie Weasel here. Got yourself a little penis.
That's how she sounds.
Kate Wilson, yeah. Oh, yeah, man,
that's right.
We're having it all together, yeah.
He loves my little penis.
My penis is bigger than this. I'll get that little umbrella, I'll stick it up his bum. He loves it. Kate Weasel. Listen to my new song. Kate Weasel presents. Little penis.
Really?
Little penis. She's got a little pointy chin. My little pointy chin and my little penis. Do the fucking damage. That's it, Katie Weasel. Katie Weasel Weasel. Katie Weasel. she's actually related to Tommy Wiseau.
Oh, Wiseau.
And Elvis World. Mr. Wiseau.
I miss that man.
Katie Weasel, Mr. Wiseau.
Can she be put in the cunt cupboard?
No, Katie Weasel, she's fucking G.
Well, no, come on. We can't agree on Halle Berry.
You can't fit her little penis and her pointy chin in the cupboard.
Hang on.
It'd be a jar all the time.
It would be a jar, but I'd happy, because then I could just punch the fucking cupboard door closed. Because I know it's going to hit her big ass chin.
Ain't got no pointy chin. What's your working problem, Bill? Katie Weasel here.
Where did this come from?
Katie Weasel. Katie Weasel, fuck you up. Oh, I'll fuck you up, my chin. Come on. We'll have a chin war. One, two, three, four, I declare Jim Wolf.
But yes, apparently she's dating Alex Reid. The geezer who won Celebrity Big Brother, date shagged her, Jordan, and lost a few fights.
I think that's where everyone's lost their ways these days. Everyone's lost just their it's ways. Just a Z-list game with a Z-list celebrity makes them an X-list celebrity.
Yeah.
But then they still seem to make big news. I don't really care about shit like this. That's why I don't buy news.
Well, don't call it big news. It's not big news. I'm finding these off random sites.
Yeah, but it's not, you know, at the end of the day, it's not fucking news. Who gives a shit? Okay, I don't give a shit. I don't buy newspapers because they just fucking write a load of bollocks.
Billy can't read. That's what he's trying to say.
All right.
Billy can't read.
Adam asked me to do that pub quiz. I've just scribbled happy faces on the paper.
Oh, yeah.
And a sad face.
Smiley face. Smiley face. Right, okay, so Bill.
I like pop-up books.
Yeah, I forgot. Right, Bill, what is this song? I'm going to play a song for you. Tell me what this song is.
It's the Libertines. What Katie did next. Yeah, man. Let it play out. Let it play out.
This is a tune and a half.
Shoot, shoot, shoot the lang lang. Shoot, shoot. Shoot the lang lang, shoot shoot, shoot the lang lang.
Shoot shoot, shoot the lang lang, shoot shoot, shoot the lang lang. The tune.
Libertines.
Yep.
Great song.
Yes.
Oh, what you gonna do, Katie?
See, no, that's a good song, isn't it?
It's a wicked song.
You could say it's an original.
It's a wicked album. If you listen, check out the album.
Everyone knows a bit of Libertines.
Yeah, up the bracket.
But that song was an original song,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a remake, it's a known little song.
Yep.
Right. See, that's how good songs could be.
Yep.
Right? Original, though. They've got their own instruments, they've thought up that whole little tube.
They've
got their own sound. And you think, and that's how a band works.
Mm-hmm.
You go back to the X Factor people, like Cher Lloyd, Good Whistle. Right? But, you know, they get a song. Do they really work on them? Or does someone go, here's a song, sing it?
It's karaoke to me.
Exactly, that's what it is. Majority is. I mean, there's probably some X Factor singers that can put it on Matt Carter.
They make it their own.
They can probably make it their own. But,
like,
you know.
Who was the mixed race girl?
Rebecca Ferguson.
No. The one who won it?
Leon Lewis.
Leon Lewis, yeah. She sung, was it Chasing Cars?
Yeah. No, Run. She was Run.
Yeah. You know, she put a totally different sound on it. And it sounded like a different song.
Exactly right.
Sounded a different
song. So, Katie Whistle was releasing a song.
But I've listened to this
yet. No. Katie Whistle is releasing a song. This is my song by Katie Whistle, right? Now, listen to it. See what she's done.
Whoa, what is
Wait,
this?
Listen to this.
She's brought out a fucking song for Cillit Bang. This is a detergent advert song. I'm gonna punch the fucking bitch!
So, what was that? Does that remind you of this?
Thank you.
But do you not see...
Don't go back to the last one.
No, don't. Okay.
You dick. Can't believe you just done that. Sounds like a song from Greece. That doesn't.
Are you not seeing what I'm trying to do with you?
Yeah.
She's singing the same fucking song.
She's singing the same song. But she changed these lyrics here.
Of course she changed the lyrics.
But it's
fucking
what's
song.
What's her name?
Katie Whistle.
Yep. What's the song called?
Ugly Truth.
Well, so she's giving it her own song.
Katie Whistle, Ugly Truth.
She's giving it her own name.
It's not the same song. It's the same rhythm. It's the same.
Shoop, shoop. It's like Vanilla Rice. Got a lot of beef.
Yeah.
Ripping off. Who did he rip off?
Under Pressure, didn't he?
Yep.
So.
Oh, that's pissed me off.
So, if I play.
She has got to go in the cunt cupboard. She's got to. Come on, dude. Listening, this is a warning. If I see you in public, I'm gonna kick you straight up your ass.
You can't say that to Katie Whistle.
I just fucking have.
She got death threats from the X Factor,
fucking
and it got
right.
taken very seriously, Billy.
She should, because she's a fucking cunt.
Do not fret. Oh, okay, you can have Katie Whistle then.
Thanks, man. Thank you. That's made me happy.
So,
yeah.
So far on this podcast, we have three people in the cunt cupboard.
And this is the new rebooted.
Exactly.
Yep, no
so,
cunt, no fuck, just cunt.
I think it's a new thing we're going to do, like, cunt cupboard extraordinaire is going to be... Katie Whistle in the cunt cupboard.
Katie Whistle.
Halle Berry. And Peter Andre hanging off the edge.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't done that bad compared to these two.
He's the one closing the cunt cupboard.
But then again, let's say you these people know. Peter Andre can't sing, so Billy put him in the cunt cupboard.
Yep.
Katie Whistle ripped off a bit of a Libertine song,
but she was still a cunt.
And she got a chin.
And a penis.
In the cunt cupboard.
And a penis.
Halle Berry run over somebody, and Billy still hates Katie Weasel. So we kind of understand where things kind of work out.
Yeah, but she ripped off a decent song. That's a you didn't need to show me that.
I knew that would wind you up.
And yet he still went along with it.
Okay, right. Now it's time. It is time for Dear Billy. Billy, I got an email from a celebrity, right? And it was emailed to you.
Not to me. Oh,
to you.
How do you do?
Don't
whoever you are. It's not Katie Weasel.
I'm not a lad. Katie Weasel was not talking to Billy. Fuck Billy, I'll fuck you up. What? Katie Weasel sounded a lot like Mike Reed. But no,
that didn't sound like Mike Reed.
It did in my head. But no. Yeah, celebrity sent me a message, and it's a bloke to Billy. He wants some advice from Billy, because every episode, every podcast, we're going to get some advice from Billy, because Billy is a fountain
yep.
of advice. He's a helpful person.
Yes.
Right, we're not going to tell you who this person is, because celebrity wants to be known anonymous, because, you know, they don't want to be announced they got problems.
Can you not tell me afterwards?
No, you. That's your bit. You're agony aunt.
Yep.
Agony uncle.
Okay.
Right, you don't need to know then who they are.
I'm not the uncle.
You're looking at their problems. You need to say how they can help. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So the email reads like this. It says, "Dear Billy, I am an actress living in Hollywood. I have been in loads of movies ever since I was a child.
Oh, boo-hoo.
I've even played two characters in one movie before. Now that's hard work. I've grown up with publicity left, right and centre. But recently I've been getting some very bad press.
Lindsay Lohan.
I got in trouble because I actually forgot to pay for something once and people hate me. How can I get people to like me again, Billy? Yours sincerely, LL." So we don't know who that is. That could be anyone. We're keeping it anonymous.
Did she just say, "I'm sincerely"?
You're sincerely.
I'm sincerely. I'm not sincerely.
You're sincerely. You're sincerely. Get your bunk dump for sincerely.
Not just a podcast maestro, but he writes his own songs.
Katie Weasel here. Fuck you, Billy. Fucking sincerely, Billy. So, Bill, what can you say to this poor, demented little young person in Hollywood?
Well, thieving is wrong.
It is
you shouldn't steal.
Never steal.
Kill. Don't steal.
Kill, don't steal. If it's a steal, make sure they're dead. You ain't stolen if they're dead.
Just stolen if they're dead. I like it. So just kill someone. That's not the message we're sending out. You don't go and kill someone and then steal, because that's still not okay.
No, it's not.
People deserve, you know, to be able to argue the right to live. If they can't, then kill them and then steal.
Yeah. So, yeah. How can you tell this person? She wants help. How can you get people to like me again, Billy? She says.
How can I get people to like you? I'd just say go and make a sex video and put it on YouTube.
I'd like to see that. I don't know who this girl is.
Winona Ryder.
Could be anyone. Is that who you think it is?
I guess it could be one.
What, with the initials LL? You prick.
No, she was writing LOL. She's forgot.
Oh, yeah.
She's pretty.
She wrote, "Yours sincerely."
La la. La la la
la la la. You're sincerely.
She's writing a little song at the end there.
So your advice literally is, if you want people to like you, make a sex video.
Just don't steal in the first place.
Okay? Unless they're dead.
There you go. There's a bit of Adam input there.
There you go. So
wait until someone's dead. If you see an old person walking down the street, they look like, you know, you think, you know, I could easily go and rob from that person. But don't do it. Follow them around a little bit. If they fall over on the floor, hurt themselves, go have a check if they're dead. If they're not, kick them in the head a couple of times, maybe. And then,
a few times.
Take your shit.
Take the shit. It's dead. It's all yours. That's the way it works. Okay. Mm-hmm. Also, I hope the celebrity can get back on track. From advice from Billy, is some.
There will. Lindsay Lohan. So come on, you've already got your gash out.
She's had it licked a few times, though.
Yeah. Pum, 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 pum.
Let me hear you say lickle.
Lickle.
But okay. Next part now, we are now going to move on to trailer breakdowns. Hang on. Motherfucker. Trailer breakdown, right? I'm going to put a trailer on for Billy right now. Okay, you're not going to see it. You're going to hear it, maybe. It depends how loud it is. And Billy is going to tell you what he's seeing as he watches it for the first time ever.
Yep.
So, I don't know if it's going to work or not. It might work, it might not. But it's going to be fun watching Billy talk about a trailer he's never seen before. Mm-hmm. And he's got to talk about it for the 2 minutes it's on for. And, yeah, experimental.
So 2 minutes, it's long enough for me. Let's see what we can do.
So here we go, right. This is Trailer Breakdown. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Right. My name's Kate Weasel. This is Trailer Breakdown with Billy Campbell.
Right, you ready, Bill? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Why is it so low?
Shoop, 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 de da de da.
Right, okay. Trailer Breakdown with Billy Cutmore.
It's made by Alliance. Oh. Some freaky old man is looking at some babies. I would be quite worried if there's a dirty old geezer sitting outside of. Ugh. Yeah, babies, I'll get away. What? Now, he's in a bum. He needs, he's tired. He's feeling a bit tired. What's, oh, there's blood everywhere. What the fuck? This guy's a little bit twisted. He's just staring at babies. He's got a little flashback. Oh, he's in a red room. There's a boy. So, oh, there's loads of people hanging from the fucking wall, ceiling. Man, he's showing, oh, we got to go to bed after this shit, man. Poor little baby. Load of bleeding people. Some French geezer, French looking geezer, old OG, old gangster on the street, he's a pimp. He's got his little lady girl out, he's a little bit angry this man. Oh, he's killed the pimp. Oh, here comes a freaky old pervert in the background, he's in his shades, he's loving it. Oh, watch out, Robocop and Terminator shows up. The Warriors will kick off. Load of bums, load of tramps. Oh, people living in a bin, don't set a bin alight. Oh, gang, oh. Mate, all shooting up, this is just a fucking. This geezer is an OG, right? The way I see it, he's sick of pimps. He's gonna go around, he's a vigilante, right? He's going around killing everyone now. He just shot Santa Claus! What the fuck? He's crushed someone's foot with a big hammer. Oh, he pulled someone's head off, there we go. Nice, nice. That's how you rob a bank. Lindsay Lohan. Winona Ryder, take a note. Oh, in comes a pervert again. This guy is just a one-man army. Is he killing up everyone, him and his pervert, mate? There goes a hoe.
Hobo with a shotgun.
This film, where, I've got to see this. When was this come out?
So what was that film, Bill, you just watched a trailer for?
It's called Hobo with a Shotgun.
Hobo with a Shotgun. Now that looks fucking awesome.
How did the perv get in there?
That was fucking awesome.
Just weird geezer with his sunglasses.
Now that was some good shit. That was funny as fuck.
Is that an old film?
No, it's brand new.
Brand new.
I'm
brand
gonna,
new?
You know, it's brand new. It's going to come out, I don't know, I doubt we're going to cinema, go straight to DVD, but.
Man, that sort of film, like that, you know, that's going to sell.
It's going
to
be good.
I'd go to the cinema and watch Hobo with a Shotgun.
So would I. It's fucking awesome.
It did look pretty good, didn't it? Hobo with a Shotgun.
There you go. Hobo with a Shotgun.
Oddcast Podcast.
Okay, so that's the end of the new rebooted podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. You probably didn't. You probably thought, have we met the one question fucking subject thing?
Papow.
But we don't care.
No.
Because we're making them. You ain't. Don't listen to it. Don't listen to it. Fuck off. I get Kate Weasel to come around and think about it. Kate Weasel come around and fuck you up. She'll fuck you up.
I'll set her on it. She's like a dog.
I'll bring my mate Aquaman. She's going to fuck you up, man. I'll fuck you right up, man.
She's not like a dog. She is a dog. She's a dog with a bad rash.
So
she keeps licking her balls.
What are we going to do next week? We we know what we're bringing into next week. We've got me and Billy, beers, more movie news, more TV news.
Yep.
We're going to do
another
trailer breakdown.
Trailer breakdown.
More. What is he going to watch next week? Is it going to be Hobo over Shotgun 2? Who knows?
Oh,
what a great film.
I want to see that.
We've got to see that, actually.
Yeah. Hobo with a shotgun.
Who's going to go into our cunt cupboard?
Oh, who? They're not just one.
Send us a message. Who do you want in the cunt cupboard?
Who do you hate? But you have to give us a proper reason for it, and we have to agree to it.
We'll put them in a cunt cupboard.
We can't just put them in there for any old reason. It can't be, well, look,
I think we established a standard here. We have at the bottom, the standard was Peter Andre because he's a bit of a dick, and at the top we have Halle Berry because she runs somebody over.
No.
No, I think that is very fair.
Yeah, alright, but you know, very close behind there.
Katie Weasel on her chin. He's hanging
out. I'll tell you what, we'll give a big shout out to anyone that can come up with a bigger cunt than Halle Berry.
Yes.
Okay.
And you can't include Osama bin Laden because they've already hated.
Yep.
And people like Saddam Hussein, people that are dead, and we don't like, and Gaddafi, the Bo Selector man. You know what I mean? We already hate them.
Yeah, I mean, that's a given.
We're talking about the people that people love, but you fucking hate.
Yep. This is like the Top Gear cool chart. Okay, so you've got the cool, the uncool, and the, you know.
Cunt.
Yeah. They forgot that little part. Yeah. They never show that part on the TV, not before 9 o'clock.
So, like, we're going to sign off now. Like, we're not going to do it the other way, like, we'll just be a no, because it didn't really work on this one. So, we're going to have to think, what can we do to sign us off, Bill? Think the same to say.
Man, you put me on the spot here.
I'll put you on the spot, Cam.
We're just going to say, you stay classy, San Diego.
See, that's rubbish. Yeah, that's you that. Copying Will Ferrell.
Well, yeah, you told me to say something, so I said something.
Alright, calm down.
What would Katie Weasel say?
Katie Weasel says, stay classy, San Diego. Frick.
Shoot the line, shoot the line, shoot the line.